And now, it's time for the story of the day.
I get it.
Buddy Holly, born 1936,
if you knew,
died 1959, the now infamous rock and roll plane crash. He was 22. One of the greats of all time. Although kids nowadays don't know who he is and probably don't care. He's not a rapper. He doesn't have any street cred. Never shot anybody. Never took a couple in the flak jacket during a concert. Oh, man, he's a nerd.
They don't even have a behind the scenes on this guy. What's up?
Buddy Holly. Well, not all kids are like that. In fact, I got a kid on the phone from Des Moines. His name is Richie Lee. How perfect is that? He's 15. He's a sophomore at North High School in Des Moines, Iowa. And from when anybody can remember, as long as anybody can remember, he's been Buddy Holly. He dresses like Buddy Holly. I mean, the bow tie and the, you know, the sporty jacket, the pompadour. He's got the horned rim frames. He's fixated on Buddy Holly down to the tiniest detail. I didn't say that. In his bedroom, he straps on his replica Fender Strat, sings into his mic on a stand, and he records versions of Peggy Sue, and that'll be the day, on his primitive cassette recorder. I mean, it can't sound too good. If it sounds digital, 8-track, it's going to sound too new. When he's not at high school, he's out on the weekends playing gigs. School nights, he's home practicing in his room.
I love you, gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue.
He wasn't even allowed to perform at his middle school talent show because he's too good. He's too much of a professional already. I'm super excited about talking to this guy. Richie Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, man. Great having you on the show. It's a real pleasure.
Sure is.
Thank you.
I think you've got a cool thing going on there, man. And first and foremost, let me applaud you for doing something different than every other kid is in high school. Because I know in high school, at least for me, I just wanted to fit in. I just wanted to not be, you know, the guy that wasn't cool. And here you are, way out there on the plank all by yourself saying, check this out. And I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start doing the whole Buddy Holly thing?
Well, I started when I was about 6 or 7 years old when I won a Buddy Holly contest before I knew how to sing and play guitar, and it was a lip sync contest. And then when I was 11, my parents got me a guitar and got me in lessons, and that was the best thing they could do for me.
Now, is it by design that you also sound like Buddy Holly when you talk? I mean, have you worked on how you speak so you sound like him?
Well, I don't know. It kind of all came natural, because when you sing like him, you sort of end up like feeling like him when you do that.
You sound like,
you do.
I feel like I'm talking to a 50s recording of Buddy Holly doing an interview. The way your inflection, your tone, everything.
Thank you.
That's pretty trippy.
You must have a dial-up phone there.
Well, nothing too modern.
Yeah. No.
You know, nothing too modern. Now, what do the girlies think about this? I was reading some quotes in this article. Seems like the girls kind of dig it and the guys all respect you instead of the other way around. Some people might think, well, here's a 15-year-old wearing the old Buddy Holly gear. He might get stuffed in a locker every Wednesday.
Right.
But it seems like everyone's really kind of hip to what you're doing.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Are like your little groupie friends and girls there wearing the old skirts and stuff and wanting you to sing so they can dance?
Little poodle skirts?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have a fan club of people at school? So are you like a celebrity at school?
Well, they know who I am and what I do.
I bet.
Yeah.
And so they kind of respect me in that way. But I haven't really started a fan club thing.
Right. Are there people that give you a hard time in school that think you're dorky? Because let's face it, Buddy Holly was kind of dorky compared to, let's say, the cool bands of today.
Right. Right.
Are there people at school that think you're kind of dorky, Richie?
Not really. I used to wear the glasses at school, and I kind of got a hard time about that. But I don't wear the glasses at school, but I wear them when I perform.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you took the horn rims off for school.
Right.
Okay.
Did your parents encourage you to sort of listen to, you know, music from the 50s, Buddy Holly, that kind of thing?
No, not really. They just always had the radio on that because that's what they listened to.
Yeah.
And so that's what I grew up with, and I think it's the best kind of music.
Do you listen to any music that your friends are listening to, modern music?
No.
No. And, yeah, go ahead.
No, I actually don't listen to rap and all that stuff. I kind of stick with the old 50s music, and I do like country, too, like Hank Williams and stuff like that.
Not the new country, though.
No, not really.
Your old soul, Richie Lee, just tuning in. This is the Buddy Holly kid from Des Moines, Iowa, 15 years old. Buddy Holly down to a T. Now, I read in this article that Carl Bunch, who was the last drummer to take the stage with Buddy Holly, said, you're the next kid in line. You're the best Buddy Holly impersonator around. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, do you feel flattered by that? Are you going to continue, obviously, what you're doing forever? Or you know, what's the program here?
I intend to do it forever until I get too old to do it, but I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Richie, do you write your own songs and do you have your own music, or do you play just, you know, Buddy Holly tunes?
I'm working on writing my own songs, and I'm in the workings of it. And I intend to do some of my own material and mix it in with the shows that we do, like, with 50s music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is people calling you Buddy?
Yeah, they're doing that.
kind of a natural, yeah. Do you feel like, Richie, this might be a strange question, but do you feel like you might be one of these guys reincarnated? Have you ever thought that?
That's an interesting question.
I used to as a kid, but I'm not really sure.
But you don't. Do you feel like maybe you were born in the wrong time, or you're just a guy who's meant to be here in 2006, but you just have a lot of respect for the way things used to be in the 50s and 60s?
Some people say I'm born in the wrong time, but I think I'm kind of born in the right time because kind of bringing it back. Because, you know, without people doing it now, the music would probably die off, and that would be a good thing, let good music go to waste.
It's just unbelievable to me that you're 15.
You know, I'm all for him bringing it back, honestly, because I agree. I think 90% of what comes out is crap.
Well, there's one thing to be retro to the right now to the 70s, and even the 80s are starting to sneak back in a little bit. And that's one thing because it's cool and it's accepted. It's another thing entirely to be retro to the 50s. I don't think any kid who's 15 can relate to that. It's just so unusual, dude, that you're all about that. It's cool.
Well, thank you.
Kind of interesting. Did you ever think about going on, like, this American Idol show and doing something like that?
Some people have told me I should. But,
I mean, I don't know if you should or you shouldn't. I think the show's pretty much garbage. But, I don't know, maybe if you're looking to get the message out that, hey, this is the kind of music that's really, really got some soul, maybe that's a good forum. And maybe that's what that show needs. You're the messenger.
Right.
Well, didn't they have that Frank Sinatra kid
they
that did all that Sinatra stuff?
Yeah, I think.
And he did well.
The redhead, right?
Yeah. And he was a young guy, too. He's about the same age as you are. Actually, all the singers now are really, a lot of them are really young, like 16 years old.
But, Richie Lee, you kind of decided against that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm not really sure. I thought it'd be pretty cool, but that Simon Cowell, he's kind of hard.
Yeah, he's hard, but you know what? He's hard, but I think he's right most of the time over.
Right.
Paula thinks everybody's great. You know, it's like.
Richie Lee on the phone with us from Des Moines, Iowa. He's 15. He is the Buddy Holly kid. Would you be able to play something for us? Because I've heard you're sensational. Your guitar work is good. Your voice is right on. Are you in any kind of a position in your house where you could play something for us, sing a few verses?
Yeah. I can play for you right now.
That's outstanding. Now, that's what I'm talking about. What's your favorite Buddy Holly tune? What do you feel like is your best work?
I like Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue is a classic. We're just going to sit back and enjoy this, Richie Lee.
Okay.
All right.
All right, here you go.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue about Peggy. Oh, well, look.
love you, gal, it's the love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh, how my high ask for you, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, love you, gal, it's the love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, Peggy.
Tell if you were going by, you listened to the radio or
well,
something.
And also, I want everybody to consider that's over a really kind of a crappy phone line. I mean, if you were in studio or we had you in an ISDN or something, I can't imagine how good that would sound.
Well, thank you.
I'm not the only one either. Listen to some of this praise that's already coming in on the email for you, Richie. Here's his Justin. Matt, obviously I wasn't even alive in the 50s, but I grew up listening to him because my dad was a huge fan, and he did grow up in that era. Listening to this kid gives me chills. You're phenomenal. I hope you keep it going. John puts it a little simpler. The kid's got chops. And I could take maybe 20 phone calls. Let me just take one. Nate, good morning.
Morning. That was awesome.
Hey, you're on with Richie Lee, the Buddy Holly kid. You want to say hi?
Yeah, Richie, you rock, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
This kid is such a throwback. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is.
Nate, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate that. And
he is. He's a breath of fresh air, actually.
You are amazing.
It's such an it's just such an untraditional story these days. It's cool. 15-year-old kid, Des Moines, Iowa. I should stop calling you a kid,
yeah,
by the way. You're awesome, man.
I'm not even going to call him Richie anymore.
Yeah, we'd like to keep in touch with you, man, and just see what comes. And tell the people at Harding Middle School that you should be allowed to compete in the talent show. I mean, come on.
Although, well, he's in high school
now. It's no contest.
He should be able to go back and compete.
Yeah.
They robbed him when he was in a middle school. Richie, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Now, have a good
you're
one.
Sensational, man. It was a great interview.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah.
The story of the day. From the morning show that doesn't usually read so good. 99.9 KTYD.